This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to not be the better person, you know? Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today we are talking about episode 66, right?
Yes. Yes, it is 66.
Of Teresa.
Yes.
Christina is woefully unprepared and has no notes.
No notes.
So you'll be hearing a lot from me.
And I watched it twice, though.
Oh, okay.
I just couldn't type.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. She's not woefully prepared. She just couldn't type. Like she just said, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, okay. Let's get started. Without your notes, do you have a summary?
Yes, yeah. Teresa's dream honeymoon is ruined. Mm-hmm. And, okay, that's all I have for the summary.
No, that's good. I'll just add on to that summary. Mayra tries to bribe Esperanza. Armando is an asshole to Mariano, even though Mariano has saved Refugio's life multiple times. And Teresa copes with her canceled Europe trip by going on a shopping spree, which ends in her discovering she is the talk of the town, but not in a good way.
Perfect. Yeah. That about sums it up.
Yeah. And there was like a little bit more here and there that, you know, whatever, we'll get into as we're talking about the episode.
Yes. Yeah. Because then there's the whole situation with Luisa.
Yeah, which was just annoying. Mm-hmm. This episode starts off with Teresa being mad at the profe when he tells her that the trip to Europe is getting canceled. And the profe just tried to, you know, plead with Teresa. And he's like, it's a work issue. It can't wait. I would think you understand. It's an emergency because his client is about to be unjustly incarcerated. And what kind of abogado is he? Because sometimes they're talking about property. Now he's talking about his client being unjustly incarcerated.
You know what? He does it all. Okay.
You're right.
Family court.
You're right.
Yeah. Properties. Mm-hmm. Yes. Unjust incarcerations. Yes.
Yeah. He's just a jack of all trades, but in law.
He's the law of all trades. A lawyer of all trades.
The law of all trades. Lawyer of all trades. Yes. So he apologizes to Teresa. He tries to say they can always go later, but she's not having it. After this, we go to Juana and Esperanza. Juana is just comforting Esperanza because, you know, she's sad about being thrown out of Refugio.
Which I still don't understand.
Don Armando's home. Yeah. It was pointless. It was unnecessary. Yeah,
it was.
She's telling Juana about how Joni is getting her a room. Juana's like, that's not necessary. You can stay here as long as you want. Esperanza's like, no, when I start showing, I shouldn't be here because Aida knows, you know, where I am here, blah, 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 whatever.
That's true.
And then someone aggressively knocked at the door.
And I thought it was going to be Aida, but it's Mayra.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's her mother. Yeah.
Yes. But really, what's the difference between seeing either one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayra asks for Esperanza. And Esperanza invites her in. Juana, of course, is worried. But Esperanza's like, no, it's fine. We can talk.
Esperanza's too nice. I would not have given her the time of day.
No, especially not after Aida already came and, like, caused hella problems.
Attacked her and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I would have not. But yeah, Esperanza is like, no, we can talk. And Juana, Doña Juana is like, I'll be in my room. But she's really like right behind the wall. Like, I don't think she's eavesdropping as much as keeping an eye on Esperanza.
Yeah, she's just worried, understandably.
Yeah. And when, what's her name? Mayra. When Mayra walks in, Esperanza quickly hides something in a bag because she was, what's tejiendo? Not sewing. Knitting?
Knitting.
Mm-hmm. Knitting, yeah. She was knitting a blanket for her baby. And obviously she does not want Mayra to see this.
Yeah. So that scene ends and he goes back to Doña Gemma. And this is kind of broken up in a few scenes. But the point of this is that Fito and Doña Gemma are plotting about how they can sell Fito's drugs in her store without anybody suspecting anything, and how they can trick Johnny into being a part of their business without him knowing. And then they start evil laughing because they come up with an idea.
Yeah, they start evil
laughing. Yeah. They straight up, like, they evil laugh together when that scene ends.
Yeah, that's my evil laugh.
Yeah, like, just like that, yeah. And we go back to Mayra and Esperanza. So Mayra asks, she's confronting her. She asks Esperanza for the truth. Mayra tells Esperanza that Ruben wants to get back with her and that he told her that Esperanza no más era una aventura.
Just a fleeing.
That she was just an adventure. Yeah, fleeing. That's a better word for it.
Yeah. And honestly, Esperanza is, again, too nice, because I would have been like, well, your husband told me you were dying of cancer and that you were a terrible person. And that's why I thought it was fine.
Exactly. And instead, she like takes, I don't know, she doesn't spill the tea on Ruben and what he actually said, which was that Mayra was dying.
Yeah.
And that he was going to leave Mayra. Instead, she's like, I didn't mean to break up your home. I'm sorry. I was just in love. And Mayra, of course, doesn't believe any of it. She blames Esperanza for the whole affair. And she accuses Esperanza of being a gold digger.
And then offers her money to go away.
Yeah. And Esperanza is offended. She's like, what the fuck? And she's like, you have me shook, miss.
You have me confused for someone else.
She's like, I wasn't with him with his money, for his money, I mean. I was just in love. And yeah. Honestly, I would take the money and go, like, what is the problem here?
I was just about to ask you. Yeah. I would take the money, stay in the city, but just not tell anyone where I moved. And like, she knows Ruben's spots.
Yeah.
So she can avoid them. So yeah, I would have taken the money.
Exactly. And I think, like, of course, she doesn't do it because, I don't know, morality, principles,
values,
blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
But at this point, he has a child to support. You know what I mean? And here she is, easy money. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Who cares what they think about you? They already think lowly of her.
Yeah. What's, you know, another layer to that, you know? Just take the money. And then Mayra's like, you're never going to make this amount of money as a nurse.
I want to know how much money, because they don't say, right? She doesn't say.
She doesn't say, no.
I would take it. I don't know what is wrong with Esperanza here.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to not be the better person, you know?
It's always okay. Who cares?
You're right. I take back the sometimes. And
yes,
agree.
Lesson number one. In this instance, I would say, what would Teresa do? And she would take the money, and then she wouldn't leave. She would proceed to like ruin their lives.
Exactly.
You know, she'd probably introduce the baby to.
So it's no longer what would Jesus do. It's what would Teresa do? WWTD.
Exactly. Yes. So then it does go back to Fito and Gemma, and Gemma just officially offers Johnny a job. But of course, we know that it's a ruse for their drug business, and he does not know that. So
no.
He's just dumb. I don't know why he trusts him at this point, especially with everything that happened with Don Armando and Fito being involved. He knows Fito's involved with drugs. Like, what is wrong with him? I guess he's just desperate because he wants to help Esperanza.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yep. So after this, Ruben is venting to Genoveva about what happened at the wedding. He is just talking about that he needs to get back with Mayra as soon as possible before Aida keeps meddling in the Mayra's finances and discovers their collective fraud.
Yeah. collective fraud.
But it's him and Genoveva scamming ways.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. And so, yeah, let's just remember Aida's been handling Mayra's money since her and Ruben separated.
Yes.
And Genoveva is like chill. She tries to seduce Ruben. And he's like, ew, get off. I have important things to do. So then this is the part where Mayra asks Esperanza how much money. But we already talked about this, so whatever.
Yeah.
Skipping that. The profe and Teresa arrive to their house and they're greeted by Irina and nobody else because no one else is home.
Yeah, because he gave them the week off.
Yeah. Yeah. All the staff is gone because no one was supposed to be home. Luisa is gone. She hasn't called or been home. She's been shacking up with Fernando.
Her boyfriend.
And Juana went back home too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, yeah, we have a pointless Luisa and Fer scene, and he asks her to spend the night again. And I guess it will come back later, but whatever.
Yes.
So we go back to Teresa and the profe, and she is still in a bad mood. The profe is like, what room are we going to sleep in? And she looks shocked that they had to spend the night in the same room.
Yeah. I wonder, is she shocked because he asked this in general or because they're fighting?
I think it's both.
I think so, but what did she think was going to happen?
Yeah, I think it took her, I think the reality of being married to him and what that means is settling in, finally, because they were on vacation in, Acapulco, I think they were?
No, they were in...
No, Cancun. They were in Cancun.
Cancun, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, I think the reality is settling in, and she's still pissed.
Yeah.
So, after this... We see, we go back to La Vecindad with Refugio and Armando. And Refugio is telling Armando that the house feels empty without Esperanza. And, you know, she's just trying to share her feelings about being sad.
And then
and Armando, of course, does not.
He's been such a dick. He's like,
except.
You can't talk about this. Imagine what Teresa would think if she heard you. Like, first of all, who gives a shit? She doesn't even live there anymore. And they just kicked out someone that they've known there. For her, the entirety of her life, who is pregnant, like...
Yeah.
What an ass.
And yeah, somehow he makes it about Teresa and dismisses Refugio's feelings all at the same time. And she's just looking... She's just looking for connection. She's just looking for some empathy, some validation. But of course, he is a shitty partner and cannot give her that.
Yep.
And never has given her that, mind you.
Nope.
So then we go back to Profe and Teresa. Teresa's like, I am not sleeping next to you. I'm still mad at you. The Profe is like, I didn't do anything, which to be fair, yeah, she's really mad about nothing. Because
honestly, I'm on her side on this.
Are you? Well, I'm kind of a workaholic, so I guess.
That's true. And therein lies the difference.
I have had a planned trip before that I cut short to come back to fucking work. Was it worth it? No. Would I do it again? Probably.
Because you have to.
My God, I'm the profe.
But yeah, you would think he would have a team under him that would be able to start the process of representing this guy in court so that he wouldn't have to do things like this, right? And so that's why I'm like not on his side.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's always things you can do and delegate, especially when you're the boss of your own firm, which he is, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I am on Teresa's side. At the same time, yes, they can go to Europe anytime.
Also true, yes.
So anyway, she's pissed and the profe is like, I didn't do anything. I didn't do this to you. And she is making it, when she's arguing with him, she's making it sound like he did this on purpose. To hurt her, which no. But it's her honeymoon, you know?
Yeah, and you know, you're supposed to only get one in that day and age because divorce was wrong. Or still is seen that way, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the profe is like, you should understand as my wife and a fellow lawyer. And he's like, you're just throwing a berrinche and I will not allow it. Now it's like, ew.
I'm sorry. Is she a child? What is that shit? And first of all, it's okay for her to have feelings. Like, yeah, if I want to rain on my parade, let me rain on my parade because I can and I want to. Like, shut up, profe. Shut up.
And then later in the episode, he does compare her to a child, and it's fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting. So we're going to get into it. It's so, I was like,
yes,
the whole time.
Well, I threw up. No, I'm
oh my god. Why?
Okay, back to this, because we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, ill. And then after this, Mariano stops by to check on Refugio's blood pressure because, of course, the wedding was stressful. Armando is like, well, and before he comes in, he's like, I also want to apologize for my behavior at the wedding. And Armando goes off. He's like, how dare you show up here after you caused an embarrassment to me and my daughter and blah, 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 blah. In fact, you're fired. You're fired as Refugio's doctor. And it's like, bitch, you're getting free medical care.
You can't be choosing here.
Is that really something you want to refuse?
Yeah.
God. But he's like, I'm just going to get help from Aurora.
That's true. From Aurorita. They have choices now.
So they have options, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, Mariano has been there for this family.
Yes. Imagine selling all your shit to pay for their daughter's funeral for then you to be treated this way, like, regardless of what he did. And they don't even know why he showed up at the wedding, which is the worst part. Armando has this picture of Teresa that is not real. And then, yeah, maybe
he has her on a pedestal.
Exactly. Yes. And so when you don't know the context behind what he did, yeah, you're like, why are you crushing this wedding after we talked already? Fine. However, we know, so I'm on Mariano's side.
Me too. And this is what I don't get about literally everybody in this freaking novela. Because, okay, if Esperanza just said the truth about what Ruben said to her, to Mayra, then Mayra would be like, oh shit, I shouldn't get back with him, right? And if Mariano just told literally everybody the truth about Teresa,
then everybody would know.
Then everyone would understand why he was there, yeah.
But no, everybody wants to take the higher road, be the better person. Like, no.
Stop it.
No.
Knock it off. Don't take the higher road. Don't turn the other cheek.
Be petty.
So, it's bedtime. She, Teresa, compromised and allowed the profe to sleep in the same bed as her. But she's still mad. The profe tries to apologize. And he's like, we shouldn't go to sleep angry, blah, blah, blah.
Which is fine if he wasn't also belittling her.
Yeah, but like, so he tells her that and she playfully is like, okay, well, you fell tonight because I am going to bed angry. And he's like, how can I convince you? Whatever. He like starts kissing her, blah, blah, blah. She sleeps with her bear, the bear that Mariano
gave her.
So. Yeah, she's holding on to it while the prof is, like, trying to kiss her, trying to basically, you know, have sex with her. He's kissing her. And then he is, in the middle of kissing her and, like, things are getting more heated, whatever. So he's, like, he grabs the bear and he throws it because who wants to have sex while somebody's holding a teddy bear, right? That's weird.
It is, yeah.
So he's, like, it's funnier when you see it. That's why I'm laughing.
I know.
So yeah, he's like kissing her and he grabs the bear and he throws it. You should share it with our voiceovers.
Yes, I'm gonna try that.
Describing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, he throws a bear and she gets up hella fast. She's like, no, what are you doing? Stop.
It's my bear.
And she's like, I always sleep with this bear. And then this part is gross where he's like, oh my gosh, I forget you're like a child sometimes. And I was like, ew, why would you compare your wife to a child?
I'm gonna make you mature.
I threw up again.
I forget that you're such a little girl sometimes. These are literally things.
Oh, it's so disgusting. I mean, no, he says that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he is an absolute creep and says these things, Teresa's like, well, this bear means a lot to me and it gives me good memories and it reminds me of the best parts of myself. And she's talking about Mariano.
Yes. Yeah. It reminds me of when I was a good person.
He's the one that gave her the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of my first I had one true love, Mariano, and I was a good person at that time, and I hadn't compromised my morals for money.
For money, yeah.
And the prof is like, I'm sure this bear means a lot to you. Did your madrina give it to you? She's like, yeah. No.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She's the one that gave it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they go back to bed or whatever. And he again tries to convince her to have sex. And it's like, can you take no for an answer?
Yeah.
It's a little much, you know.
Yeah.
She's clearly giving you all the signs that she doesn't want to.
I mean, and she literally said no at some point.
No, right now is where she's like, no, not tonight, because I'm still mad at you. Mm-hmm. And this is where he's an absolute creep. And he's like, oh, joking. Se me olvida que todavía eres una niña.
Oh, yeah. So this is where he says that. I forget. You're such a little girl sometimes.
Ugh. It's disgusting. And it reminded me of the Niña Mujer song.
Which is also gross. Yeah, I'll dance to it, but ew.
I visibly become sick when I hear that song, and I start throwing up on the spot.
Stop.
if it comes on when I'm dancing.
Stop.
And yeah, when the song's playing and I'm in the middle of the dance floor, I just try to find the nearest bucket.
I thought you were going to stop. Like, I didn't think you were going to finish that sentence.
No, I had to finish it. That's going to be more gross, but I won't.
Please, no. The song's gross enough already by itself. And everything Arturo's saying is also disgusting, so we don't need more.
I almost threw my phone across the room when I heard him say that. Okay, so Mayra gets home and Ruben tells her that he was worried about her because nobody knew where she went when she went to go confront Esperanza. So he tries to convince her to get back with him. He proceeds to trash Esperanza, saying that Esperanza no le llega ni a los talones a Mayra. And Mayra's like, okay, but you slept with her, so...
So where was that energy when you were sleeping with her?
Which is it? Yeah.
It cannot be both.
Is she repulsive or did you sleep with her? Like, yeah. Mayra. I'm sorry, Spence. I don't really feel this way. So Mayra's like, I'm not sure, you know, when he's trying to convince her to get back with him. And then she has a flashback to Aida telling her that she cannot get divorced. And then she tells Ruben, okay, you can come back home, but you're sleeping in the guest room.
And then he has the audacity to be shocked.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what do you think was going to happen? You were just going to come back?
Yeah. Everything was going to be all jolly and
normal. Like you didn't betray her trust and cheat on her for years.
Yeah. And he's not going to stop. But Mayra doesn't understand that or can accept it. I don't know.
Literally before this scene, he was with Genoveva, so.
Yes, exactly.
After this, we see Aida. She's visiting Aurora. She's trying to get the chisme about Mariano and why he was convinced that Teresa would leave the profe. And I could have sworn he told one of them about Teresa, but I guess he didn't.
I think he told Aurora, but Aurora's not going to tell her. Aurora's not going to tell Aida. She's not like that.
No, because I don't remember if it's in this episode or the last one. Or the next one, because I didn't watch the next one without taking notes. So I don't remember. But at one point, Aurora's trying to ask Mariano why he went to the wedding. Like, if Teresa had told him something. But I remember he told somebody.
Did he tell Esperanza?
Maybe, because she was trying to stop him.
I think it's Esperanza that we're thinking of.
Maybe. It could be. So yeah, we leave that scene. And we go back to Mayra and Ruben. She tells him she's only taking him back because of Aida, which at this point, Aida is almost a señora. Like, it's unnecessary to take him back because of your child.
Yes, yeah. I think she's woman. Really just taking him back to save face with her social circle, to not lose money in a divorce. And
to not free Ruben up to do what he wants.
Yes, that too, yeah.
So Ruben says he'll ask Aida for forgiveness and that maybe she could stop managing Los Empresos de Mayra. And Mayra's like, no, One thing that's not going to change is that she's going to keep managing my finances and she's going to teach me to manage my finances and you're not touching my money.
Yeah, and I would be so suspicious if I were her about, like, why does he want to run the businesses so bad? Like, why does he want to manage my money? That would make me want to look into the finances more.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to Aida and Aurora. Aida is just talking about being confused still about Mariano. Aurora tells Aida that she should be asking Mariano and not her.
Yeah.
Aida tells Aurora that she can't ask Mariano because she's mad at him because he knew about Esperanza. And then Aurora makes like a, she can't hide her facial expressions. Well. And then Aida's like, oh my God, you knew too. And she's like, I did know. I didn't want to tell you because.
And she tells her they both agreed that to not tell her because Paolo had just died. And then she still gets mad. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I mean, it made sense at the time.
Yeah, I think so too.
They didn't want to make her worse. Yeah.
Yeah. We go back to Ruben and Mayra. He tries to guilt trip Mayra into letting him do what he wants. He even fake cries, but Mayra does not budge.
Yeah, which is good. And, like, he's the one who hurt her, and here he is acting all hurt, like, oh, why won't you, like, come on, shut up.
Remember earlier on when she heard Esperanza's voicemail, and then she ends up apologizing to him for how she reacted when she heard it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Gaslighting 101.
Yeah. After this, we go to Joni's underage child's girlfriend. I forgot her name.
Yeah, she's 17.
And yeah, it's really a pointless scene. She's just counting down the days till she turns 18. And the grandpa is like, I don't care if you're 18. If you live with me, you still have to follow my rules and blah, 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 whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. If you're under my roof, my rules.
We've all heard that before.
You're such a escuincle, you little brat. You said you proceeds to insult her and tells her how much he loves her. And that's why he's doing this. Like, okay. Yes, she shouldn't be with an adult either, but...
but he should not treat her that way either.
Exactly, yeah. Which we've
said. I was going to say, I don't think there's one appropriate parental figure in this fucking novella, but I think that Mariano's dad is pretty cool.
Mariano's dad and Aurora's dad are not that bad, yeah.
But Aurora's dad was forcing her to be a doctor. Or pressuring her to be a doctor.
Oh, you know what? You're right. He forced her to be pressured her to be a doctor, and he hid the truth about her mom, so never mind.
But there's no perfect parent. We're not here to bash on parents. Only Refugio and Ruben.
Except the
and Armando.
And Refugio. Okay, we can't name everyone.
All of them. Anyway, before we keep going on and on about about it. Ruben is back at Genoveva's. He complains to Mayra about las condiciones that Mayra is putting in place to allow him to come back home. Genoveva's pissed that Ruben is even going back.
The audacity.
Yeah. Next, we have another pointless Fernando and Luisa scene. They basically say that she's going to live with him until the profe is back from the honeymoon. And I wrote here, I'm sure the truth will come out and the profe will end up getting mad about this later, which does happen.
It's exactly what happens, yeah.
We go back to the profe's house and we see Teresa leaving. She tells Reina that she's not having breakfast with the profe. And then she thinks to herself, but out loud, like it's a thought, but you know, it, we hear it, whatever. I don't know how to say that.
Yes, yeah.
She thinks to herself out loud.
I don't know.
So she's like, why do I need all of your love? I only want your money. And she's staring at his credit cards.
And then she leaves without telling anyone where she's
going. Yeah, she just leaves. After this, Aida calls Mariano asking if they can meet up. She's ready to reconcile with him. And really, it's a part of a plan to get back at Teresa.
They have to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the profe is mad that Teresa left, and he also asks Reina, like, where the hell is Luisa? And then she gets there.
And then Luisa walks in, talking on the phone, and she's like, I'm just going to grab a few things, Fernando, and then I'm going to go back to spend the whole 2 weeks or whatever the time they're going to be gone with you. Like no one has a conversation like this, but they needed to make profe over here.
Yeah, so. I think they call that, like, exposition, like when... And it's supposed to be bad writing in shows and movies. The only happening is because the character is saying it out loud and somebody overhears it. you know? I guess it's lazy, right?
Yes, yeah.
But of course they get lazy in Novelas, yeah, because they have an episode every fucking day for like a year or something.
Yeah, so they're allowed to be lazy and we're allowed to laugh at
yes.
it.
Yes. So the prof is pissed, but we cut back to Mayra and she's asking Aida why she wants to see Mariano. And Aida's like, well, I have to get over Paulo and I also had to keep volunteering in at La Dispensaria to keep an eye on Esperanza. Mayra's like, you should stay away from Aida. And she ends up telling Aida that she spoke with Esperanza, and then Aida and Mayra bond over there. I don't know, shit talking about Esperanza.
Weird ass.
dynamics. Yeah. They're unhealthy dynamics. So then we cut back to the profe and he's yelling at Luisa. And Luisa's like, I'm so sorry. But I would tell him to shut the fuck up. Because who fucking cares? She's an adult.
Same, because she's an adult. And yeah, he's not her
dad. And I was going to say, I get that he has like a parental role because their parents died when she was so young. But still, she's an adult now. He's not actually her dad. Who fucking cares? But he does end up apologizing. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Which is big.
Yeah, I did appreciate that from the profe. He's just scared that she's growing up, I guess.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, people react this way. They do.
Yeah. Anger is often like the first thing we express when we have feelings that we don't like, you know?
Yes. And the basis of anger is usually fear. Mm-hmm.
So Aida tells Mayra that it was a good idea to have Ruben come back, but with bulls. And then this is when Mayra asks Aida for help with managing her empresas, finances. I guess her grandpa left like businesses for her or something. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. It has already been
established. I didn't remember that. I heard her say empresas and I was like, I don't remember this at all. Oh, no, you're right. No, you're right. I'm just forgetting stuff. So Aida's like, okay, I'll help you, but you have to be firm with Ruben and not let him like back into managing the money.
He's not getting this money. You're going to be your own boss girl.
Girl boss. My dad's becoming a girl boss. Girling. Mm-hmm. So the profe asks Luisa si se está cuidando. And Luisa is like, of course, Teresa's the first one who told me to. And the profe is like, are you serious? Teresa knew? Luisa is like, yeah, but please don't get mad at her. She's the one I promised. I mean, yeah, don't get mad at her. I asked her not to tell you, blah, blah, blah.
I made her promise.
Yeah. The prof is like, well, she's already mad at me. And they just talk about that. And Lisa's like, really, for work? You canceled your trip for work? She also makes them feel bad about it. So, yeah.
Good.
And then we see Teresa on a shopping spree. She's buying all the watches and all the jewelry.
Yes, joyas.
All the joyas, todos los relojes, en todos los colores.
Mm-hmm. Who said money doesn't buy you happiness? Because she is very happy right now.
You know who said that? Rich people, so they don't have to pay us.
True.
Where was I? Okay, so then we see Esperanza at the hospital. She's just telling el doctor Ledesma about Johnny getting a renting, trying to rent a room for her. They're just chatting it up like a couple of BFFs on a break.
I just love that he's
I love like their relationship.
Normal, the most normal male character. Yeah, they're like chatting. He doesn't try to shut her up. He doesn't trust you. Oh, don't talk about that right now. Or, you know, it's great. I love seeing them.
Yes. Me too. I really like their scenes together. Next, we have a pointless Humberto and Juana scene. So whatever.
Ugh, yeah, whatever.
Skipping that. Hector starts telling Juana about Aurora's mom, but I don't think he finishes because Juana, for some reason, doesn't want to be alone with him. She's been weird.
Oh, because he wants to have a conversation with her about their relationship, and she's trying to avoid that. Mm. Because she doesn't like him that way. She likes Gumberto for some strange fucking reason.
For some strange reason. Trash. Come on. Yeah. A doctor... A mariachi who apparently doesn't make enough money.
A nice doctor. A mariachi who's a drunk.
And
I mean, if he was a mariachi who was not a drunk, who was a respectable, who was respectable towards you, okay, maybe, because, yeah. But no, he's not. He's trash in every aspect.
No. Yes. Yeah. He doesn't respect her and in any way, because he, you know, when he can't have her, he makes her feel bad. He grabs her all the time without her consent. You know, it's gross. He's gross. Shows up drunk at her house.
Yeah. No boundaries. No respect for boundaries.
We go back to Esperanza and Dr. Ledesma talking, and then another lady doctor gets there and asks if they're going to have lunch. And
I was like, who is this?
Yeah. And so the point of that scene is because Esperanza later will be talking to Joni. I think it's Joni she's talking to. And she's like, I really thought he liked me, but I think he has a girlfriend. But it's not established whether he is. I think later they show El Doctor Ledesma talking with this lady doctor, and they're just friends. They're not actually dating.
Yeah. He's just really friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the chatty doctor from the hospital. Mariano's the angry, sad one.
Yes.
Hector is the pragmatic doctor who's like, no funny business in this hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a director, so he has to be. Okay. Enough with the doctors. Magda's the boring plain one. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you were gonna stop, but yes, I also agree.
This is now Grey's Anatomy. She's the kind doctor who is emotional when her patients aren't doing well.
I love this. You're right.
She wears her heart on her sleeve.
She does, yeah.
Okay. Where was I? So, Johnny goes to visit his underage child girlfriend. This is how we refer to her always. Yes. He tells her he's going to start a new job delivering store items for Doña Gemma, and he doesn't even know that he's going to be delivering drugs for people.
He has no idea, yeah.
He's just so naive.
Yes.
I think is the word.
That is the word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next, we go to a scene of Rubén and Genoveva making out, and why, you know?
Yeah.
Back to Luisa and Profe. Luisa is thanking him for being understanding. The Profe asks if they're moving in together, and they just talk about her and Fernando's relationship. We go back to Rubén and Genoveva, and he asks her for help to keep Aida and Mayra out of Mayra's finances because, you know, they need to hide their fraud.
Yeah.
The profe calls Teresa, and she ignores his phone call because she's busy shopping. Oh, she's sitting down after this. I think she's like at a restaurant, and she's flipping through a magazine, and she sees that they wrote a story about all the drama that happened at her wedding. And it turns out that, well, I mean, they talk about this at the next episode, so I guess I'll leave it at that. It was Genoveva's doing.
Yeah, I did watch part of that.
Yeah. So they're like rich society people, like in their city or whatever. But is this a thing that they write about? Like, I don't know.
It was weird, like, to me. Why would anyone care about their wedding? But I guess he's important. Maybe he's like the celebrity lawyer or something.
Maybe. And this comes out later to not only affect Teresa and the profe, but also Rubén and Mariano. It's a whole mess next episode.
Yeah. And the cover says something like, who is this mystery man who attempted to break up their wedding or something like that. Yeah.
And so Teresa's like, oh no, she's freaking out. And then it ends here.
Yes. I think she says, like, this isn't how I was supposed to enter society or some shit.
Yeah. I don't remember if she says that in this episode or the next one, but she does say that. She's like,
I can't remember.
They were supposed to like me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it ends there, and I also wanted to introduce a new segment for us.
Woo!
that we're calling Chisme con Cafecito, and I was inspired by the podcast Save Your Sorry, where they talk about canceled celebs and the drama that happens with them.
I love them.
Yeah, me too. I'm sad that I'm caught up. I finished the Tyra Banks episode.
Me too. I'm also caught up.
Yeah, and so I don't know if we're going to do this every episode, but we'll see where it goes. But as part of Chisme con Cafecito, we're going to talk about escándalos que pasaron with popular telenovela actors or actresses, or like escándalos that happened during filming of certain novelas.
Mm-hmm. And we know that there is no shortage of them.
Yeah. And so I was talking to you about who I wanted to talk about first.
Is it Eduardo?
So I think you know who that is. Yes, it is Eduardo. And I think it's Yanez.
Or no, but
I've seen his name. I've seen his name spelled with both the little curvy thingy on the end to be.
Yes, with the N or N. I don't know.
But it doesn't sound right, Yanez. So I'm just gonna say Yanez.
Yeah.
I think it's Yanez because that doesn't even sound like a real name. Yanez.
No idea.
Sounds wrong. So Eduardo Yanez.
Yeah.
What novela do you remember him from?
Pasión de Gavilanes, right? He's in that, or no?
So there was two novelas. I mean, at one point, they all start to be the same. But Pasión de Gavilanes?
Uh-huh.
Is very similar to Destilando Amor. And Destilando
That's
Amor
the
is the one
I'm thinking of.
That I remember
yes.
him from.
Destilando Amor.
Yeah, the one with Gaviota and...
La Gaviota.
Gaviota, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the novela I remember him from. It came out in 2007, but he's been acting for a really long time, and he's done tons of popular novelas.
Name a few so people can remember.
I didn't fucking write them down because I...
Oh shit, hold on. I just had it pulled up and I...
No, I did.
Because
I talk about some later about some of the drama from his novelas. So like...
Amor Verdaderos.
Corazón Salvaje.
Yes, that's a big one. Yeah. Those are probably the biggest ones to be H.
Well, Fuego en la Sangre. Did I already say that one?
No, you haven't.
It's like, there's a lot. I think almost every novela he's in was a popular novela at that time.
Yeah.
And he also, I didn't know this, he's come out in episodes of like NCIS and other stuff.
Oh,
like American
shit, I
stuff.
Didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't know that either. I saw it in his filmography.
Looking at it now, yeah.
I think that the biggest... drama that we remember him for is when he slapped the Univision TV correspondent, Paco Fuentes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the video went viral. It became a meme and everything. And we,
yeah.
we even posted it.
we have.
So, yeah. Paco Fuentes was a TV correspondent for El Gordo y la Flaca, which I didn't even realize that at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were on a red carpet, and Paco asked Eduardo about a tweet that Eduardo's oldest son made accusing him of abusing substances, being racist, and abusing women.
Which are all probably true.
No, it's true.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Eduardo responded by saying, don't ask me about this, it's none of your business, and then the TV correspondent just like, oh, I'm just doing my job, blah blah blah, and Eduardo's like, oh yeah, you're just doing it. And he slaps him.
It's hilarious.
And while no one deserves to be slapped on the job, it is kind of like out of pocket to be asking about that. No,
well, yeah, because it was a red carpet for something else, but people, paparazzi, do it all the time. El Gordo y la Flaca and paparazzi of that time were notorious for, like,
yeah.
not minding their business, which, yeah,
well,
it's
this
their
wasn't
job.
That long ago.
Wasn't it, like,
this was in 2017.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I was thinking the 2010s.
No, I was going to say the paparazzi at the worst times are, like, the early 2000s, the 2010s.
That's
but this
was
in 2017.
It's because El Gordo y la Flaca didn't move on from that.
No, at this point, Eduardo Yanez was already known for hating when people asked him about his personal life. And yeah. they know that getting a rise out of him will bring in views. But of course, nobody expected him to actually slap the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. The TV correspondent, Paco, ended up suing Eduardo for causing him physical and emotional harm.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Eduardo just can't keep his hands to himself. In 2018, he assaulted an elderly fan. So that's
not... Oh my God.
No, that's sad.
No, that's not okay. The last one was funny, but this one's fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. That it's all like fun and games and the meme was hilarious. But this is a pattern of behavior for him. And he clearly has yeah. like anger issues. And yeah, it's like something he should address this problem, but
yeah,
he slapped an elderly fan too. I don't know if I mentioned that he was elderly.
Oh my God, this is a separate occasion from the one you just mentioned.
No, no, this was the same one, the 2018 assault of an elderly fan who, yeah, he was recording him while Eduardo was filming for a Telemundo show. And there's other occasions where he's lashed out at fans. So I didn't get the years for these. They didn't say, but when a fan kept asking Eduardo for a picture, he told her, Sangrona tu madre gorda asquerosa.
Oh my God.
Oh my, I know, he's horrible. And then in another occasion, he threw, and it specifically said, like, it wasn't just throwing, like, water. It said he threw a glass cup of, full of water at a fan who was recording him.
The whole cup. Damn, okay.
Yeah, the whole cup. So Eduardo has made excuses for his behavior, stating he is anti-press and anti-people.
Oh my God, anti-people? What the
fuck? Yeah, literally, that's what it said.
You,
and
you
so,
can't just attack people because you don't like people, Eduardo. God.
Exactly, Eduardo, stop. I hope he doesn't come for me next. No,
he's going to find us in the streets and slap us, Carmen.
And he doesn't discriminate between men and women. He also hits women. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's also had issues getting along with fellow co-stars. It's rumored that in the set of Amores, I don't know if I wrote this down wrong because it's a weird name, but I think I did. Amores con Trampa. Yeah, that sounds like a novela.
Yeah,
name,
that's
right?
An older one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I don't know it. So in that set, he had problems with the iconic Itati Cantoral. Yeah. And it led to her asking for less scenes with him.
Wow.
In 2009, on the set of Corazón Salvaje, Eduardo threw hands with co-star Cristian de la Fuente. Damn, I forgot to write down the other co-star's name. But in another novela in 2008, in Fuego en la Sangre, he fought with another co-worker who has passed away since then, and I forgot to write his name down. So rest in peace, actor. That's
whoever you
passed
are.
Away. Oh, I don't know his God. Name. I forgot to write it down. Damn. And I think he's been married more than once, I'm pretty sure, because with his issues, who wouldn't be? So I wrote down, because I didn't see which wife this was, but one of his ex-wives disclosed that his alcoholism led to their divorce and that she suffered emotional and physical abuse.
No surprise
at the
there.
Hands
Look at
of
what
Eduardo.
He does regularly in public.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If he acts like that in public, imagine what he's like in, behind closed doors in his home, which is why it doesn't surprise me that his son tweeted that out. And he also doesn't get along with his eldest son because of all of his problems. And Eduardo admits his behavior, and he did admit to having a problem with alcohol in the past, but he says it's like not anymore. And but instead of I don't know, getting help, he's like, well, this is why I only spend time with my loved ones and people that understand me and why I don't talk about my business. And you guys should know to not ask me about this because I will lash out. And so he just makes excuses for himself.
Yeah. Don't ask me because I will punch you.
And basically, yeah. And yeah, that was a chisme con cafecito.
Love it. Love it.
So, I guess that wraps up this episode. Is there anything you want to add?
No. Catch us next week and we'll be doing maybe 67 and 68. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, kick us off with our saying.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.
Bye.